Hello there and welcome to another episode of Four Times That Podcast. This episode was brought to you by footballprizes.co.uk. They've partnered with us for a good part of a season, as I'm sure you're aware. This week's prize that they're giving away is a Leal Abada signed and framed Celtic shirt. It's a great framed shirt. It's a this season's away shirt and it's hand signed by Leal Abada, who's been Celtic's Young Player of the Year this season. If you want to be in with a chance of winning that, you can buy a ticket for £2.95, but thanks to our partnership, you can get 10% off your ticket cost. Just use the code 4x10, so that's 4x in letters, and then the number 10, that'll get you 10% off. Not to fear though, if you don't win that, there is also 11 instant win prizes that go alongside this, so you get overall 12 chances to win in this great draw that ends this Thursday at 7:30 at night time. A few of the other prizes that are available with this one is another Abada prize. It's an Abada signed montage, and you could also win this season's home shirt or this season's third kit. So definitely worth getting involved with. Go to footballprizes.co.uk. Just there's a load of other great prizes on there if you fancy entering a few. And as I say, use our code 4x10 for 10% off. But we'll get right into it. Hello there and welcome to another episode of Four Times a Podcast. You join us on Monday the 9th of May. It is about 7 o'clock at night and the Celts are, well, we've been saying it for weeks, but they're really on the brink of clinching the title now after a convincing 4-1 win at home to Hearts. They did go behind to an early Sims goal, which did look a bit offside, but after a sort of nervy 10-15 minutes, Celtic kicked in the action and got the equaliser through Daizen Maeda, which was quickly followed by Kyogo putting one just over the line, sent the Celts in 2-1 up at half-time. This was made 3-1 by Matt O'Reilly, who put one away at Craig Gordon's far post. And as we approached the full-time whistle, Georgios Giakoumakis scored the fourth after being laid off by James Forrest. But Tony, as I said, we've been saying it for weeks, but now we are 6 points clear. We only six points to play for in the league, and we've got a massively superior goal difference to our nearest challengers. So how much did you enjoy Saturday? And we'll just talk about the celebrations afterwards as well. It really does feel like that's job done now.
Well, Celtic are the champions of Scotland again. An unbelievable feeling. I think back in July when we first played Hearts, I think I put in our chat that the league was done after one game, which was a mistake. And obviously at the time, everybody was panicking and it was looking very doom and gloom. And I think people were telling Postecoglou he should just resign and all manner of nonsense to be on game day 36, with two games left. I think our goal difference is 20 better than second place, and we're 6 points ahead. It's been a brilliant season. I've really enjoyed it. It's been great. I mean, I know we're a bit disappointed with the Europa League, but I thought we actually gave a good account of ourselves there. Even when we had players out, where we get 9 points. The Conference League, I think Bodo Glimt were just a step too far. They've proven to be a good side. So I mean, the league, I think I've seen a lot on social media where people are saying this is a moment, whether it was Jota's first win or that up at Aberdeen or his second, Liam Boyd's penalty miss, the Ralston, obviously, the 3-0 against Rangers, the late goal against Dundee United at Celtic Park, or even the 2-1 game at Ibrox. There's been so many big games and the players can be immensely proud of themselves, and then so can the manager. I met him on Saturday after the game. We get into the post-match press conference, which was quite nice. I got a picture with him as well. I kind of just brass-necked it. And I basically just thanked him and says I've really enjoyed the season from a fan's point of view. I mean, to go 30 domestic games unbeaten after losing three of the first six is unreal. And he would like to think we can win the next two as well. So, no, it's weird because after we won at Ibrox, I think everybody was saying, right, I think we'll win the league. But you always get that doubt. I mean, even when Hearts scores, I'm starting to think, fuck it, could you get down to 3 points? And what if we don't beat Dundee United? You know, your head's away because you're so desperate to win the league. And it's a brilliant league to win. It's an excellent league to come out on top of. I mean, Rangers have proven that they're a good side. They're in the Europa League final. They've beaten some really good sides, and And since Van Bronckhorst has come in, he's played his three times in the league and managed to accumulate 1 point. So we've really dug in and get some great results. I think you look to your captain, a lot of pressure on Callum. He's obviously been at the club for a long time, but now he's had to take over Scott Brown's role and to win the league back in quite emphatic fashion. I mean, we are worthy winners of this league, there is no doubt. We've been the best team in the country, and he's been such a pivotal role in that. Obviously, I could mention loads of others as well. So, delighted for him, but there's no doubt I'm happier for me than Postecoglou. I was just delighted for him. I'd seen an interview resurfaced, I think it was after they beat Motherwell 2-0 and Rangers drew with Hearts back in October, and somebody said to him about cutting the gap to 4 points at that point, and he says, well, as far as I know, I've heard the league title race is over, yada, yada, yada. So, no, I think he's shown that he's a proper manager, and it's a bit mad. I mean, I think about a year ago now, we would have been singing about Eddie Howe to the tune of Bella Chow, and everything was all geared towards him, and then that fell apart. Next minute, Big Ange came in, and I guess the rest is history. But to win a double in your first season is such a great achievement, especially after to take the title state off a team that had won the invincible season the season before. This is the equivalent of, Rangers fans thought he was going to be our Pedro Caixinha. This would have been the equivalent of Pedro Caixinha beating Brendan Rodgers' invincibles for the title, which was never ever going to happen. So I'm looking forward to Wednesday, getting out to get pissed. I was out last night, then again at 11 o'clock this morning. So I'm enjoying it. I mean, I think last year really told you, look, don't take these league title wins for granted, because you can lose leagues, you can lose cups, and I'd be here with our Celtic, the champions again. To win 10 out of the last 11 league titles is special. And I'm really looking forward to next season. We're going to be in the Champions League. I know a lot of people talk about the financial aspect, but I'm looking forward to it for a kind of challenging ourselves aspect and going, let's try and do something in Europe. I mean, Scottish clubs have shown it can be done. Our European record's piss poor, and it has been for a long time. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to next season. But I've certainly enjoyed this week the kind of the actual mathematically winning the title and the party on Saturday when we get to lift it.
Definitely should be an exciting week ahead. Danny, what was your thoughts on Saturday's game against Hearts? A bit like Tony, I think my fucking heart was on its arse after Hearts took the lead after 3 minutes, and they had started well. Like, I think at the time I was just glad that we hadn't conceded a second the week before, because as Tony said, everything sort of goes through your mind at that point. You're thinking, what if we don't? What if we get beat today and then Dundee United? But the team did sort of wake up about 10 minutes later. And I don't know, it was a weird atmosphere at the start of Celtic Park. I don't know if events during the week had a sort of effect on that. But don't get me wrong, it developed into a fantastic atmosphere, especially like even from like half time when the DJ played tunes like Hey Jude and Daft Punk, and we even had the legend John Henderson doing the halftime draw as well, and then into the second half the atmosphere just got fantastic as well. But what was your thoughts on Saturday, especially after we conceded after 3 minutes?
My initial thought was, I can't believe this is going to go down to the last game of the season. I just thought, as you say, it was a wee bit weird. I was out Saturday morning, I was doing a bit of running about, so by the time I got in to watch a game it was about 11:45, so I never really got the build up. Just caught the end of it, and then the game started. Hearts came out really well, scored, and then looked good for 10 minutes, and I thought, oh god. And then you start to think, oh, is it one of the nights where you need to go to Tannadice and win and hope, you know, you're listening out to see if they lose a goal at home to, I don't know who they're playing, but whatever. So you do panic, and then, but no, the team woke up. To be 2-1 up at half time, it's kind of symptomatic how good the season's been, really. The team have been brilliant the whole season, and the way they took control of the game after 10 minutes. I thought, I was listening to Kickpod this morning on my way into work, and Stevie took the words right out of my mouth when he said McGregor just decided that, right, that's enough, and it's time we get back into the game, and he dragged Celtic into it with a scruff of the neck. And this time, he had 10 willing teammates that were there for him to be dragged along with him, and I thought he was outstanding the whole game. I thought the first goal that we scored was brilliant. It's brilliant play by Jota, I mean, to get them. I thought it was a great tackle by Kyle McGregor, and the first instance, I thought he won the ball cleanly, and then we play away, and Jota does brilliantly. I mean, it's so, players there panic so often, where they cut back, or they try and find Maeda early, or they just get, you know, you see so many of the attacks break down when the player with the ball doesn't know what to do, so he just passes it to the boy, he's clearly offside. But Jota kept control, lovely touch away for the defender. A great cross, and it was a great finish by Maeda. And I was delighted he scored, because he's come in for about a stack for the chances that he's missed. And I was delighted that he put one in the net, because I think I'm looking forward to seeing him next season, darn, after a break and stuff. And the second goal was a great goal again. Riley did really well. Jota knocks it down. I mean, there's Jota and Kyogo. They can't be the tallest players, but they're both one of the leaders in the box. Well out of the line, getting the idea what Craig Gordon was moaning at. And then Andy Walker, who sees it out of the line and says, I mean, it is out of the line, but the linesman must have guessed. I mean, come on, that's just brutal. But then second half, I thought were very good. It was merely a procession. It's talk of Hearts having a bit of pressure in the second half. I thought they'd a few set pieces, maybe cut their corners, but I can't remember thinking, oh God, they're going to score. The third goal obviously eased the nerves, and then the fourth goal was a great goal to see the game out. But I was delighted for the team, I was delighted for the manager. And do you know what? It's been such a good season to be a Celtic fan, really, after everything that happened last year. It just shows you, and I know they keep saying keep the faith in that, and we were ripping the piss out of last year, but it just shows you a wee bit of faith goes a long way, because Postecoglou came in and we got to a group chat. We'd all get the jail for a group chat, was thingy for that time, and I know the Fouriers have all got screenshots of it, the other ones have said, in case they get outed first. But it was just, you know, for where we were, it seemed that everything that could go wrong was going wrong, and then I was talking about some work tonight before I came home, but you turn up for a Champions League game with Dan Murray and Stephen Welsh at the back, and, you know, 9 months later, you've won the league and you're going straight into the Champions League next year. It's an amazing achievement by the manager, and the best thing about it is he's nowhere near finished yet. You know, the team's nowhere near finished, the squad's nowhere near finished. So it's just, obviously it'll be a cause for celebration when it's officially done and mathematically done, and I know they're still calling themselves champions for the next couple of days, which is cute. But no, I'm as happy as I am, I'm so excited for what's next to come in this Postecoglou era.
Absolutely, I think this title for me, there's been a few fantastic Celtic teams over the last sort of 20, 25 years, and like that's sort of what I can remember, like growing up watching Celtic and that and Gonna games. Like, but for me, this is probably going to be our most impressive title win since we stopped their 10 back in 97, 98. Like, I think the fact that it took us 10 years to lose our title, but the fact that from what Ange took over last season, like the fact that it took him only 10 months to get it back is just fantastic. And I thought like Saturday sort of epitomised it. I thought Hearts did start well. It would have been easy for the players to sort of think that in their own head. Like, I think it's easy for fans to sort of start panicking, but the fact that the players just sort of keep it in, I thought it was like Callum McGregor, like the job this guy's done is like a long way, and like the way he stepped in, he's in captaincy, like it's sort of weird, but sometimes I think you sort of overlook how good a player he is because he's captain. Like, he's a great captain and he's shown that, but he's a fantastic player. It was sort of similar to the way when we went behind at Ibrox a few weeks ago. Like, it's McGregor that's literally just dragging us back into the game, and as you say, Stevie mentioned it on GigPod, and like it's as if he just takes the reins and gets us back in it. Jota does superbly for the equaliser, like he knocks it by. I think Kyogo does really well too, because he realises he's offside, gets out of the way, because I thought it'd been a sort of frustrating half for Kyogo in terms of like there was a lot of times he was making runs and just not been spotted, or players were only playing the pass. Like, it was obviously very frustrating for him, but Jota does superbly to just continue run on it, and Maeda times he's run very well and puts the chance away. It was great to see. And then, as you say, like O'Reilly, I thought O'Reilly was quite poor the first half. I know he came on a game and the second half got his goal as well, but it's a good cross in, and Jota gets the header. I think Jota's intentionally looking for Kyogo with his header. He's no sort of just heading towards goal and hoping. And I think Kyogo deserves a lot of praise for getting it, because he's right in between Kingsley and Gordon. Like, he's put himself right in there where he knows he's probably going to get clattered. And it's clearly on the line. I think Hearts were maybe complaining about the foul that they thought was up their end of the pitch, but it's clearly, there's no debate about it once you see the replay. And then the second half, I thought Celtic were excellent. I can't really remember Hearts having much today. I know Hart maybe had one or two saves, but it wasn't really, like, you noticed how well Hart started, but I didn't really feel that in the second half. And O'Reilly's goal just sort of kills the game. It's a great finish. It's a great ball in for Greg Taylor, who I thought was excellent again. And O'Reilly finish as well. And then obviously Jackie Mack is at the end. Good to see James Forrest getting an assist as well, because I know he's not been involved too much recently. So good to see him add to like a goal contribution when he did come on. And I just thought the celebrations post-match was just, I thought they were fantastic. There was very little people that left the stadium, and usually when the players are doing their sort of lappy on her, as they do after every home game, like once they pass your section, like everybody sort of leaves in. But I thought it was just really, it was a really nice moment that everybody in the stadium seemed to wait until the players were up the tunnel. Like, you could see how much it meant to the players. Like, they weren't going to come out after the game and say that the league was done, but you know that they know now as well. And there's so many stories in that Celtic team that deserve it. Like, guys like Callum McGregor, who were part of last season, and even guys like Joe Hart, who probably came up here to sort of revitalise his career a bit after a few tough years. And you could see how much it meant to him. And that's a guy who's played at the very top and won like countless England caps, played in the Premier League, Champions League, and you can see how much this means to him. So I'm just absolutely delighted for the team and looking forward to them actually getting to celebrate properly after Tannadice and more so after Motherwell, when I'm sure they'll be able to really blow off some steam. But something I'm really looking forward to. And Tony, I'll come back to you. Dundee United on Wednesday night, it is the game that we officially only need a point. It'd be great to go up there and see it be a win, but this was the place that we obviously won the title in 2008. It should be a great occasion for everybody getting up there, and the players, if you're not going to win it at Celtic Park, it's one of the better away grounds to go and win it.
And it's the place we lost the league last year with a 0-0 draw, so it'd be quite ironic if we won it with a 0-0 draw, because that could happen. I think we'll win, though. I think for the away fans, the guys that go everywhere, I think everybody enjoys the shed, and hopefully, as I seem to D United have taken, they've kind of avoided tickets. I don't really know what that's all about. Obviously, Celtic fans in the home end, but that's just the usual. No, I'm looking forward to watching it. I think we'll win. I kind of see past this. I think tails are up. They know that they can get it over the line. And Big Ange has been talking kind of a lot about actually falling over the line, kind of pushing right through it. So they want to remain unbeaten. I mean, if you can go 32 games in a row unbeaten and win the league, you've had some season. So he'll be wanting to do that. So I think we'll win 3-0. I think we'll beat them twice up there, 3-0 in the cup and in the league. So I think it'll be another 3-0. And I'm really looking forward to it. It's just good to be champions again. I must admit, it wasn't nice last year. It was just good to have kind of the normal service for in our lifetimes. It's been absolutely normal for Celtic to be the top dogs in this country, and it looks as though we'll be taking that title right back. So, looking forward to it. I'm going to go and get my dinner, so I'm going to say 3-0, and I'll go for a Kyogo hat-trick. I think Kyogo's going to end up getting the golden boot, or the whatever the fuck you call it. So, I'm going for 3-0 Celtic Kyogo, and I'll leave you there. So, champions again, Ale. See you later.
Aye, well, that would be nice. I know, my Skybet account would appreciate Kyogo finishing top scorer, so here's hoping. But Danny, as Tony said, it was the ground that we relinquished our title, and as I said, it took us 10 years to lose our title, 10 months to get it back. It will be really nice to win it up at Tannadice.
Aye, one of my favourite ever Celtic League wins was confirmed at Tannadice 14 years ago. God, this seems... Didn't realise it was 14 years ago when I started that sentence. Aye, Tannadice is a great stadium to win the league. I always feel it's one of the games that the away fans always look forward to. We always seem to be up there around about December time as well, as memory serves. Even this season we played up there in December, and it's always it's always a place where you get the best of the away support. So they deserve it. They've been there thick and thin the whole season. They deserve it come Wednesday night. And it's a great stadium to win the league. I remember winning the league 14 years ago under different circumstances, obviously, but it will be great just to go up there. I just hope they click. As I've said before, it'd be really unfair if Tony's right, to push on and win games, and it'd be really unfair if they didn't, they deserve to go and win it themselves and put a good few goals by Dundee United and just steal it, because we're by far and away the best team in the country. We've proven it all the season, and the team deserve to announce it with a big one.
Aye, I know Tony sort of says that we could win it with a 0-0, which I know that's the way we lost it, but I'd much rather we just went out and absolutely blitzed Dundee United. I'm glad that we will finally get it out of the line. I know some would prefer it at Celtic Park, but I'm looking forward to the game. As Tony mentioned, we've had a few great performances up there already this season. Hopefully we have another one, and a trio of 3-0s up at Tannadice would be fantastic. Yeah. That'll be my prediction. I think it'll be 3-0 Celtic, and I think Kyogo will get on the score sheet along with Jota and Turnbull. What's your prediction, Danny?
I think we'll blow the doors off Dundee United on Wednesday night. I think we'll win 5-0. I'm going to go for a Kyogo hat-trick. and Starfelt will score the first goal, and then Kyogo will score a hat trick, and then Hatate will score the fifth.
I'd certainly take that as well. Just before we go, Danny, I just wanted to bring something up. It's been reported in the last sort of 24, 48 hours that Nir Beaton looks like he's going to be leaving Celtic. There was a post on his Instagram saying, I think the caption was that it's been a hell of a journey, and the Israeli media is reporting that it looks like he could be joining Maccabi Tel Aviv as soon as next week. What's your thoughts on that news? Like, it's sort of, just in general, how good a player you think Nir Beaton's been for Celtic, and in general, like, I know there's been a few sort of discerning voices saying that they still feel he's an important player to your squad. Is this too soon to let him go, or is it sort of best for all parties? What's your thoughts on him? I thought I'd bring it up because some people credit you with signing Nir Beaton, because I think on a pod with a few gig pod dates, you scouted him 6 months before he signed for Celtic, was it?
That's right. Somebody asked, Rizzo asked me to come up with three players to replace Wanyama. Two of them came off my championship manager team. And the other one was a boy I happened to just clock playing for the Israel under-21s. I mean, I think it was a Euro under-21, you're right, they beat England. He ran the game for the kind of holding midfield role. Beaton's been, this might sound weird, we're not going to miss Beaton in the squad, but we're going to miss having a player like Beaton in the squad, so it's important that we replace him with somebody. Beaton's been a really good player for Celtic over the 9 years he's been here. I know he's had a few mad moments, I think he gets sent off and he's debuted in it against Ajax. He's taken a few daft red cards over his time, most notably against Nietzscheland, where he just seemed to lose the plot for 60 seconds. But I like Beaton, I've always liked him. I think, is he underachieved? Am I going to say he's underachieved? I thought under Ronnie Dyla in the first season, I thought he was going to be, could be anything wanted. I thought he was brilliant. And then the Dyla second season, he came on to marry a game, him and Brown in the middle of the park. And I know it wasn't the greatest Celtic team, but I thought he had a really good season. Whereas others, like Janssen and that, they kind of dropped off. And then Rodgers came in and I thought he was a kind of odd one out, because Armstrong came back into the team and McGregor kind of broke through. And Beaton, who started that team, so I mean, he had a great pass in the 5-1 game for Dembele, second goal. I think he's a good player. He's a utility player. I know he's been playing centre-half for the last couple of years. And, you know, he's never a centre-half in a million years. I know I've said on here that, you know, let's start looking at him as a centre-half, but he's obviously no. I was just carried away. But I'll miss having a player like that in the squad. You do miss having versatile players, but I don't want to make it sound disrespectful to him, but he's easily replaced. I don't mean that as a disrespect to him, but the type of player that he is, you can go and get another one. And it's actually, instead of saying, well, why do you not just keep him if you can go and get another one? But it's sometimes these players, it's better to refresh them. It's better to have new players that can do it rather than the kind of same old. But Beaton, he's probably won in the 9 years he's been here. Well, he's won Everton, hasn't he? So he's done really well. He's a quadruple treble winner. And he's won eight. This will be his ninth league title. And I think Stevie said that he can go. He's held up high. He can go with a smile on his face. And he's, you know, he's been a good servant. It's, you know, I hate saying that. I talk about Celtic players because they get paid a fortune. But he's been a good player at Celtic for so many years. He's been dependable. And I think, and as you see him this season, is a big reason why we're about to win the league, is the fact that he's got a tune out of Beaton. Beaton looked done last year under Lennon, a lot of the players did, but the way that he's you see him bringing him on at Ibrox, I put it in the group chat on Saturday, if Jackie Marcus and Beaton were fit to play in that semi-final, Jackie Marcus was fit to start, if Beaton could have come on as a sub, we are playing for a treble in a couple of weeks as far as I'm concerned. So Beaton, as much as I think he's been a good player and I think there's a role for him at Celtic, I think if he moves on, we'll know. I mean, Idagucci could probably step in, hopefully, and we could see more of him. So thanks for the service, Neil, but it's probably the right time for him to go as well, I'd imagine.
I think so too. I know he has played even a lot this season. Like, you look at games like Pittodrie and Livy and that, like, he's contributed quite a bit this season. And he's been, especially when we've needed that sub to sort of come on and shore up the game. Like, I know that a lot of people think that was the sub we were missing. The semi-final, if he had been available, a lot of people, I think, that might have ended up a different way. But no, I think he has been a good player. He's obviously survived four managers, with Lennon, Dyla, Rodgers and New Ange. So he's obviously been rated by them and used pretty much quite regularly by all them as well. And I think, as you say, there has been a few times where he's sort of just capitulated, and there's been moments of madness, like even as recent as Midtjylland, as you mentioned. But it was obviously like notable red card at Ibrox as well, and that sort of conversion from being a midfielder to a defender, and then no, like I think he'll be fondly remembered, and I think it is sort of best for all parties that he leaves now. Like, I think maybe he just fancies going back to Israel. As you say, he's been here for 9 years, like got wins now as well, and maybe he just wants to go back. I think it's sort of probably best for both parties. I think he did have a year on his deal, but you don't want players to be unhappy if they're here. And I think the fact that we know where we're going to be in terms of Europe, I think, again, you don't want to be disrespectful, but I completely agree with what you said. I don't think it'll be too hard to find a replacement of a similar or if not better level than Beaton. And I've seen somebody say that it's the fact that we've not got Champions League qualifiers to play this summer that's paved the way for him to leave, because we don't need to play him at centre-half in the middle of July. So, no, best of luck to him. Hope it all goes well. And I think he'll be fondly remembered for the most part. And to go out on a high as well will be great for him, and he deserves it. So, aye, best of luck to him. And I think we'll just wrap up here. But obviously, happy retirement to Scott Brown as well. He called time on his playing career the other day. So, we wish him well. Who knows, maybe we'll do a special episode on Bruni now that he has retired, just to sort of keep his tide now the summer. So that's just coming on the head, so there's no time on it yet.
I hope we see Scott Brown on Saturday.
That's been the sort of topic for debate. There's some people that think it would overshadow it. What capacity would you like to see him?
Not at all. I would like his, in any capacity. I think Scott Brown deserves an ovation for the Celtic support, a full Celtic park on for his 13 years at Celtic, for his service at the club, 14 years, sorry, at Celtic. I think he deserves some sort of rec. I know he had a testimonial, he's got all the trophies and that, but I know he's got people blowing up his Instagram with comments and well wishes, but I think if anybody deserves a stand, I mean, there's a lot of players that are going to get a standing ovation at Celtic Park on Saturday, and the manager and stuff, but if anybody deserves one, it's Scott Brown. That actually annoyed me more last year than... Obviously, no one in the league was terrible in the way that we went about it, but see, when it got to the end of the season and we played Scott Brown's last game at Celtic Park, it was like a Thursday night or something, wasn't it? Or Wednesday night at home, St Johnston.
It was midweek.
Behind closed doors. And the guy deserves so much better than that. So, I'm not wanting the team to come out with Brown 8 in the back of their jerseys and, you know, Scott Brown to Everton, but... If Scott Brown, I'd love Scott Brown. Scott Brown deserves to be part of it. In my opinion, he deserves to have his place. And to be honest, I'd always find a place for Brown at a club, whether it was coaching the youth team or whether it's coaching the first team or whatever. I'd love Scott Brown to be running about Celtic, because I think he's going to have another long career in football off the field. So, but just for everything he's done, he deserves to get the recognition that he deserves that he missed out on last year.
No, I completely agree with that, and I know some people, because people want him to handle the trophy, and some people were for it, some people were against it. I think he does deserve to be there on Saturday. Like, you know, I'm gutted because I won't be there, because I'm fucking going on holiday on Saturday morning, so I'll be watching on my iPad in Italy. So it's something I'd love to see. I don't think it would overshadow anybody. I don't think it would overshadow Ange or Cal McGregor or the team in general. I think it's, as you say, it's deserved. Like, and I think Ange was already on sort of record that earlier this season. I think it was maybe when Brown left Aberdeen that there would always be a place at Celtic. So hopefully he is there, I'm sure. I don't know if he will. Like, I sort of feel like Brown might want to stay back and let McGregor get his first as captain, or his second trophy as captain, but first league, obviously. But hopefully he is there, because I think it's just Saturday's a day for celebration and to celebrate a great season. But it'd be great to give Brown the ovation he deserves as well. And I'm sure if it doesn't happen Saturday, it will happen at some point in the near future. But we will be back after Wednesday night. Hopefully we'll get one recorded after Wednesday to celebrate being champions. So keep an eye out for that. And just one more time, we'll thank Football Prize and Silk.co.uk for sponsoring this episode. And we will speak to you when the Celts are champions. Cheers.